With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome, dear listener, to this week's EvoStick Extra. My name is Ben Hughes, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be previewing this weekend's league matches in the Premier Division with Whitby Town Radio's Andrew Snaith. And we'll be talking FA Cup with the managers at Belper Town, Witton Albion, Stamford and Colville. All of that and a little bit more on this week's EvoStick Extra. So welcome everyone to this week's EvoStick Extra. Later on in the show, we're going to be previewing all this weekend's fixtures with Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. But before that, no one cares about the league. It's all about the FA Cup, unless of course you got knocked out of the FA Cup, in which case it is now all about the league. But before we get to the league, it's now time to welcome from his FA Cup results bunker, James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group. Hello, James.
Afternoon, Ben. Sorry, how are you doing?
I'm all good, mate. Where are you?
Currently at Staleybridge train station on the way to get ready to serve you guys this new form that's coming out next week. But more about that later.
Okay, fine, good. Welcome to Staleybridge train station, everyone at home. So it's been a cracking weekend for some NPL sides, we have to say, in the FA Cup. Going to go through this list. As we go, we're going to be breaking away as well to do some interviews. We've got loads of interviews coming up with some successful managers from this past weekend. Let's start with this one here. Barwell 2, Evesham United 0. A good result that for Barwell. Through to the second qualifying round in front of 204 supporters there.
Yeah, it took a replay for him to get through. But again, I think Alan Alcock said that right, didn't he? About it potentially going through a replay there last week. So, Alan's not normally wrong with that sort of situation, is he?
No, he's not. Their reward is a home tie, and it's a bit of a plum home tie, I'm going to say, to Ilkeston. Ilkeston on Saturday. Obviously, they didn't have their third competitive game on Saturday and convincingly beat Ashby Ivanhoe by 6-0.
As it says a lot, when the first goal of the game was within like 20 seconds of kickoff as well. As I said last week, it's something that Ilkeston need to get up and running now and as soon as possible before they obviously it starts affecting them in the league. Obviously, against probably the best, as you say, the best named team in non-league football, potentially. And they need to start looking that into the league now to see what they can do for the upcoming season. Again, the next round's not going to be easy, but it will be a proper test for them at the same time.
Absolutely. So that's Barwell against Ilkeston. Let's cut to Chasetown. Last week we spoke to Chasetown and the manager there was very convinced. Well, not convinced, but we said, didn't we, that Chasetown had it in them to beat Grantham, didn't we? And when we spoke to Dave Stringer last week, he was quietly confident. I love the Northern Powerhouse trains. Chasetown 1, Grantham 1 on the weekend. And then in the replay, Chasetown, well, they did it, didn't they, James? But on penalties in the end after a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, obviously, Grantham must have been listening last week because obviously taking it to the absolute distance he could do. Great win for Chasetown and they're through to the next round. That's the main thing for them.
Absolutely. They've got a home tie against Bedworth United. Bedworth United, they got a 2-0 away win at Coventry United in front of 347 supporters. So Chasetown against Bedworth in an all Division 1 South affair there. Elsewhere, AFC Rushden Diamonds, they beat Hornchurch by 2-0. A good win that for AFC Rushden Diamonds because Hornchurch, I think, are in the second tier of the Ryman as well. So it could have gone either way, that one. But Rushden Diamonds through to the next round.
Yeah, a lot of people always talk about the Northern League being a strong division. Everyone forgets about the Ryman. There's some cracking teams in there and that was a tough tie for both sides, realistically speaking. Good attendances as well. But Rushden and Diamonds sneaking through, and obviously, that's if any team's going to get potentially through to like the third, fourth qualifying round, I'm putting the money on them, especially looking at a second round draw as well.
Concord Rangers away for Rushden and Diamonds in the next round for them. It's not been all rosy. Ashton Athletic beat Mosley by 7-2. I'm going to suggest that's a bit of an upset.
It is. I think that's the upset of the weekend.
Speaking of Ashton, but a different type of Ashton. Ashton United 0, Nantwich Town 3. We talk about upsets. Ashton United have been doing really well in the league this season. Nantwich Town, not so much. Admittedly, we're only a couple of weeks into September, but I think that is an upset. And Nantwich Town through to the next round. In the next round, they're going to be hosting Marine. Just a quick mention for Marine as well while we're talking then. Marine, they beat Marske United by 2-0. Comfortable win for them. Nantwich against Marine, that's going to be an epic game. But a good result for Nantwich against Ashton.
Good result, and again, something that could kickstart the season. I said it for the last couple of weeks, the FA Cup can kickstart some teams' season. The FA Cup can change formats and change fortunes.
Billingham Sinfonia, they drew 2-2 with Ossett Town of Division 1 North. Ossett Town, midweek, it was a replay at Ossett, and Ossett Town won by 3-2. And guess what? Everyone, Ossett Town, they're hosting my beloved FC United. So you get me as a celebrity coming along to your game a week on Saturday. So looking forward to that one. And a good result that for Ossett Town. And a fair few expected at that game, I'm going to suggest, in Yorkshire. So second qualifying round, here we come, Ossett. Ossett Town are through. Ossett Albion are not. They got beat 5-1.
Trading our protein platform. 15 Transpennine Express. Service to Manchester Piccadilly.
Right, it's moved a bit away.
Other train operators are available. 5-1 anyway to Bishop Auckland against Ossett Albion. So unlucky, Ossett Albion. Blyth Spartans, they've gone through 3-1 against Frickle Athletic in front of 667 supporters at Croft Park. It's gone to form, that one, really. Blyth Spartans in the next round will be hosting, though, Morpeth Town. Boom.
Yeah, great. Obviously, that's going to be a big one for Blyth because Morpeth won the FA Bars last year as well. But Frickle, again, we said last week this would be a tough one for Frickle. If he was ever any chance, he had to come on straight off the bounce just to try and recover the season. That's 7 defeats now in a row for him. It's going to be a long season now. You don't lose 7 on the trot and come back for that quite easily.
Brighouse Town, well, they got beat 3-0 to their Division 1 North counterparts, Lancaster City, at home. 380 supporters there. Lancaster City, though, we talked about FC United going to Ossett Town being a good draw for Ossett with regards to crowd. Well, Lancaster City will be hosting Darlington in the next round. Wow. Burscoe, they beat Main Road by 4-3. That's a good result, that, because we said that could be tricky for Burscoe with Main Road, the way they've been scoring recently. So a good result, that, for Burscoe. Burscoe, in the next round, they'll be travelling to Handsworth Parrymore over there on the... Is that Nottinghamshire, isn't it? Nottinghamshire way.
Between Sheffield and Nottingham. Again, Alex McKenna is one of his specialty teams as well. He sees quite a lot of them during the season when he's not watching Buxton. So naturally, again, that's going to be a tough time. His hands have got ambitions to be playing in the Evil Stick in the next couple of years as well.
Now it's time for our first interview of the afternoon, and it involves Colville Town. And Colville Town hosted Redditch United on Saturday, and they won by 2-1. And we're now joined by the manager. It's Tommy Brookbanks. So we're always happy when a Northern Premier League side gets one over a Southern League side. And joining me now to celebrate this great achievement by Colville Town, we're now joined by the manager. It's Tommy Brookbanks. Hello, Tommy. How are you? You okay?
I'm good, Ben. How are you?
I'm all good. So congratulations. A hell of an effort. Redditch United last season, I think they came close to getting out of the Southern League, and they're there or thereabouts again this time round. So a cracking result for Colville.
Yeah, fantastic. I think they're a really good side. I expect them to feel better again. It was one of them draws. You know, this is going to be a really tough one. Very unfair on any men. They both performed on Saturday, and there's always going to be one goal in it. And I just thought we edged it slightly on the day, but a really tough first draw in the FA Cup for us, to be honest.
And it doesn't even tell the full story, really, because when you've got you're 1-0 up, and then they get the equaliser on the 82nd minute. Great character as well to then score the winner a minute after that. It was like we're gonna win this game no matter what.
Yeah, we've been doing it since we come. To be fair, Ben, and I perhaps put it down to the fact we haven't changed the squad. You know, we've gone down one goal down in the Evo Stick Prem at times and come back and won 2-1. And I feel that was the same. You know, we never know when we beat. And certainly, yeah, it was a great way to come back. And also the fact that they are a massive side, and we are just two massive centre-halves, Dean Freeman and Jamie McAteer. So it was even more difficult on the day. But yeah, great way to come back and to win it as well.
And the reward is a home tie in the next round against Northern Counties East side, AFC Mansfield. What do you know about them?
Well, plenty. I went last night with Mark, my assistant, and yeah, I mean, I know Rudy Funk. He's been similar to me. He's been around the scene for 20-odd years. Very experienced, knows the game. They're paying out decent money. They've got some four or five ex-Scarborough lads. And they're coming through the leagues rapidly. So we expect a really tough game. You know, the fact that they beat Stratford last round in the Southern Prem shows that they're a decent unit.
And what would it mean, obviously, to get through to the third qualifying round for Colville? We're going to cover off the league form in a second or two. But is it good for Colville to have a good run in the FA Cup?
Yeah, I think it's what's missing, Ben, to be honest. They've got great history with the promotions. They have come through the leagues very quickly over the last 10 years. The fact that they're on the brink of, you know, the nationwide conference already is fantastic. But the one thing they need now is an FA Cup one, because it gets the town going, Ben. You know, the money's good, that's great. But I think the one thing we need to do is swell the support. And I think if we can, you know, who knows, get near the first round proper, then it might get set the town alight a bit. And I think that's what we could do, to be honest.
And just to touch upon the league form, I don't want to jinx this for you, but everyone round the table at the Heating Hops in the last month's MPL show were pretty much convinced that Colville were going to be fine. It was going to be a Sutton Coldfield kind of thing. You were going to finish mid-table and you were going to do all right. Off the pitch, the club's been improving the ground. What were your expectations on the pitch going into this season?
I'll take 50 points as quickly as possible, Ben. You know, I've been at this level before. I know how difficult it is, and I know how things can change very quickly. Yeah, we've started well, and you know, at the minute we're looking comfortable. But let's, you know, the key was, I said to everybody, the committee, the chairman, that, you know, we must get to 50 points first, because we want to be a good Evo Stick Prem side. We don't want to be a yo-yo club like when I spoke to you last time. Yep. We want to establish ourselves, you know, and I think that's the key, establishing ourselves, see where we are at Christmas, and then we'll go from there. But certainly it's a 50-point mark for me, mate.
Well, we wish all the best of luck getting to that 50-point mark. We'll have you definitely back on the show. I'm pretty sure anyway, when you get to the first round proper of the FA Cup, we wish you all the best of luck in the second qualifying round getting there. But once again, on behalf of all the listeners, a big congratulations on beating Redditch United and flying the flag for the league.
Thanks very much, Ben.
So, Tommy Brookbanks there, manager at Colville Town, and a cracking result that for Colville. Superb. Now, we've got another interview coming up in a second, and it involves Stamford. I'm going to do it in this order. Let's talk about Gresley, because Stamford have got an away trip to Gresley coming up. Gresley beat Deeping Rangers by 6-2. Congratulations to Courtney Mead, who got a hat-trick in that game for Gresley. A cracking result that for Gresley. Stamford, they did superb, didn't they? St. Neots Town 1-1 away on Saturday, and then midweek, Stamford, well, they put St. Neots to the sword, beating them by 4-1. But I caught up with the manager at Stamford, Graham Jury, earlier today. So, as we alluded to there, we're always very, very happy when an Evo Stick NPL side does one over the Southern League. And joining me now to celebrate this fact, we're joined by the manager at Stamford. It's the welcome return of Graham Drury. Hello, Graham. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Very good.
So, that was a good win on Tuesday night, wasn't it? 4-1.
Yeah, fantastic winner. The performance really topped it off as well. We was well on top from minute one right through to, you know, minute 97 these days. And the boys really put a great shift in, but there was also quality with possession of the ball. So, yeah, it was a great result for us.
Now, obviously, it's not just a case of, oh, we've beaten someone in the Southern League. They're a step higher. And St. Neots Town, they're a big club in the Southern League. They're doing quite well at the moment. What were you expecting going into this match on Saturday and then the replay? Were you well scouting them beforehand?
Yeah, I went, you know, obviously we went and watched them. Adam scouted. You know, we got a couple of DVDs of when they beat Kings Lynn 5-2. Watched that DVD and then they won 2-0 somewhere else. And, you know, I'd done my own work on them. We knew that they'd get the ball wide early. They'd try and play, which obviously suits us because we try and play as well. And, you know, they get the ball, they move it quickly in the final third. and they've got good players. I mean, James Hall's really good for them up top. His movement's fantastic and he's very busy, so we had to keep an eye on him. But we got to grips with the two wide boys. After about 15 minutes, I changed shape and went to a diamond midfield, which really helped us. And, you know, we got on top of the game, I thought. And, you know, second half, we changed to a 4-4-2 and was very dominant. And I thought we should have won the game on the Saturday. But it gives us a good, you know, view of them. So it's had to be a, you know, a bit of a tactical change again on Tuesday. We went 4-4-2 from the off. And obviously, we dominated the game from minute one. So I was well chuffed for the players.
And what it's done is set up an old Division One South encounter in the second qualifying round, an away trip to Gresley. I think it's been a few seasons since Stamford got to the fourth qualifying round. Are you up for the cup this year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've said to this group of players, I've took Corby a couple of times to the first round proper. This group of players, you know, if we get the right draws with teams that want to try and play against us, you know, we're a match for anybody. And, you know, there's no reason why this group of players are not as good as the Corby group. And it's just about belief. And, you know, it'd be a tough game at Gresley. It's a hard place to go. You know, I know Damo, the manager, really well. I've played against him three times. I don't want to put a curse on it or a kiss of death, but I've won all three games. And, you know, his sides do play. He's a good manager. He gets the ball down. And, you know, we're looking forward to that challenge. So hopefully, you know, we can go there, get the result, and, you know, push on for another round.
That's why we called you a week earlier before the match, so we're not putting any jinx on this tie
nice.
Any way, shape
that's
or form. Just to mention for the league, it's very early days. Gresley are sixth. You're 4 points behind them and you're in 16th. It's early days. Stamford, obviously, it was close last season, but unfortunately it was relegation in the end. Are you hoping to bounce back and make Zico a bit of a fortress this year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I look at the squad I've got, and we've just got to Evo stick one it out, as I say. You know, I mean, it's not a very pretty league. I mean, Spalding did a job on us. They don't play. You know, they just physically, you know, turn the ball over for second phase play. And we didn't adapt ourselves very well to that. So we've got to learn that. You know, we've got to be in phases ourselves, make sure we press well, get the ball back quickly, then we can move it. But I thought we was going backwards, sideways too much against Spalding. You know, they allowed us to play in the defensive areas with the ball. They didn't press us. When, you know, there comes a time when you've passed 10, 12, 14 passes, and then you've got to think we've got to go, you know, direct at some point. And I thought we didn't move the ball quickly enough against them. And, you know, the time we transferred it forward, they won the battle and just, you know, made us defend again in our, you know, defensive areas. So we've got to learn that. You know, we're not always going to have our own way. We've got good players. We've got players with pace. We've got players that can battle. We've got players that, you know, can get on the ball and pass it. But we've got to do that ugly side of the Evo stick one well. You know, if we want to get out of this league, we've got to match that, because there's going to be teams that, you know Stamford can play. They know we've got players, you know, like the Dave Bells of this world, who's been around, you know, and played good football. So we've got to make sure we're more than a match for the sides that, you know, don't really want to come and play us.
Well, Graham, thanks for joining us on Evo Stick Extra. I'm not going to wish you any luck whatsoever for the Gresley match. I'm just going to say. Yep, the match is happening. Thanks for joining us. And once again, on behalf of all the listeners, a big congratulations to Stamford and putting one over the Southern League. It's much appreciated. And
fantastic.
Good luck this weekend, and we'll speak to you soon. So, Graham Drury there for Stamford. Dunstan 2, Skelmersdale United 2, and then midweek it went the way of Dunstan in a bit of an upset. Skelmersdale United 1, Dunstan 2. So Dunstan go through and Skem go out, unfortunately. Elsewhere, Ainsbury Rovers 1, Sutton Coldfield Town 3. A good result that for Sutton Coldfield. Sutton Coldfield through to the next round with a plum draw against Hereford.
I know, and that was the second that could have been almost different, because Sutton Coldfield were in a win-win situation regardless of the Hereford result anyway. Come back to Sutton Coldfield very, very quickly. Again, we saw everyone was expecting them to get there, and everyone called it last week. Ainsborough, a bit of an unknown team. I think this is their first season in the FA Cups. But again, Sutton Coldfield proving what they need to do.
Next up, we've got Hales Owen Town. Comfortable 3-0 winners against Coalhill Town. 3-0 there in front of 376 supporters. A welcome result that for Hales Owen. They'll be hosting Belper Town. And that leads us on to our next interview with Belper Town, James. Where is Belper? Well, I interviewed the manager this week to find out, following Belper Town's triumphant 2-1 win away at Hensford Town on Saturday afternoon. So one of the other excellent results from this weekend involved Belper Town. And joining me now is the manager at Belper Town. It's Charlie Palmer. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine, thanks.
So a cracking result away at Hensford, 2-1 the victors. One of the results of the round, I'm going to suggest.
Well, I'd like to think so, but obviously we put a lot of hard work into the performance. We had them watched against Marine 2 weeks ago. We felt they were a very good side, but obviously we saw some parts of their game which we felt we could exploit. We had a bit of a game plan. We knew on the day, them being at home, they're going to have a lot of the ball. They're good football inside, but we felt there's parts in there in the defence and especially in midfield where we could actually overrun and cause them a bit of problems. But we knew we had to be on top of our game. Everybody had to put a shift in, and the players were up for the challenge, and obviously they overcome the challenge in there. Obviously proud for what they've achieved.
Now, we've obviously got... We speak to Witten Albion on this week's show as well. And like Witten Albion, Belper Town, it's been a couple of seasons of transition for the club. What would an FA Cup run mean? And what does it mean getting through to the second qualifying round for Belper?
Well, in Derbyshire, I'd say Belper along with the Ilkeston, a fairly big club. I know we're not in the same league as Ilkeston, but at the end of the day, we're in the league for a reason, and it's always going to be important for a club of Belper's status is to actually have a good cup run. It's nice that we beat Bayford, and obviously it was always going to be a tall order against Hensford, but like I said, we've done our own work. Obviously, we won the game. It puts a bit of money into the club, which obviously the club needs, and most non-league clubs would like to have a decent cup run because obviously the budget is fairly tight, and the more money you can bring into the club, the happier people in and around the club are going to be. So obviously it was nice to get the result, but I was pleased with the chairman and the board that we got the result we deserved.
And what you've deserved and what you've got in the next round is it's another MPL Premier Division side. It's Halesow in Town away, and well, I don't want to put the jinx on you or anything like that, Charlie. But Halesow haven't had the best of starts. Is this an easier game? I don't know if that's the right question. But
no,
what are you expecting?
No games are easy. I can see they'll be up for it because they're probably looking for a good cup run. But what people have got to remember, and I'm trying to get this into my players and into the board, that yes, it's nice to have a cup run. We beat Hensford. We've got to put that to one side, and we've got a big game against Carlton. Mm-hmm. Our bread and butter is the league. Cup run, like I said, is always going to be nice. Brings a bit of money to the club. But it's what we do actually in the league is where what decides my future, what decides the players' future, and decides what league the club's going to be playing in next season. So it's nice to be Hensford, but it's about us focusing on Carlton then getting a result against them, and then we can look forward to Halesow. Regarding Halesow, it'll be a tough game. It'll probably be harder than Hensford because they would have realised we beat Hensford. They'll probably do their own work like we're going to do our own work. But like many managers will say, I need to focus on the Carlton game before I can start talking about Halesow.
And that's a nice segue into the last bit of this interview, Charlie, and that's with regards to the league. Division 1 South, we cover it off a couple of times over the last 2 weeks or so. Division 1 South this season's a lot trickier than it has been in previous years, and it's a tough league this year. What's your expectations for Belper going in, because they only had a few games, but for the rest of the season in the league?
Well, we need to improve on last season. We finished halfway. I'd like to be in the top six, top eight. I'd like to obviously squeeze into the playoffs. But at the same time, there's some good teams in this league and some good players, some good managers who know the league. So it's one of those. We've got to take each game as it comes. I have faith in my players. I need for us to go on a decent run. The two games we've lost against Newcastle and against Gresley, it's been down to our lack of application, lack of attitude, taking the game the way we took the game against Bayford and Hensford. And I need the players to recognise, yes, you've had two cracking results in the cup. You've had a very good result to start season against Kidsgrove. But look at your mindset in those three games, and look at your mindset against Gresley and Newcastle. Not so much Gresley, because Gresley was two bad mistakes. But Newcastle, I was disappointed because I felt after a great result against Kidscope, we've gone into that game thinking we just have to turn up and win the game, and it didn't pan out that way. So it's about my group of players who obviously have assembled since I've been at the club. It's about them recognising we've got to apply ourselves to each game for us to get results. And tomorrow will be a tricky test. Next week will be a tricky test. But obviously I'm looking for us to get a result against Carlton, then we can have a good week, prepare ourselves against our zone. But first things first, we need to deal with Carlton.
Well, Charlie Palmer, manager at Belpertown, thanks for joining us on Evo Stick Extra. And once again, congratulations on one of the great results of the first qualifying round this season. And we wish all the luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you, Ben. It's been a pleasure. Anytime. Thank you very much. Have a good afternoon.
So, Charlie Palmer there from Belpertown. Cracking result, that. 2-1 away at Hensford. Superb. Hyde United through in the old Division 1 North affair between Hyde United and Cone. Hyde United winning by 1-0 in front of 271 supporters there. Hyde United, their reward is an away trip to Stockport County. Well, there you go. Berkey's going to be so happy.
There's a Berkey will be happy with the one.
Unlucky Leek Town. Leek Town 2. Kettering Town 3. Difficult one, that one, for Leek Town anyway, but they gave it a good go, we have to say. And Kettering got the winner on the 90th minute. It's a very harsh, but 416 supporters there watching that one in Leek. Lincoln United 6, Dunkirk 1. Good result, that, for Lincoln United. They've got an away trip to Nuneaton Town, and Nuneaton Town are not flying at the moment. So
I'll be interested to see if out of the second division, out of the second round ties at the moment, that could be where one of the shocks could happen if Nuneaton don't.
I've got a funny feeling that Lincoln United might be onto something there. But we're not going to jinx it for you. We're just going to interview you next week and then put the jinx on you there. Matlock Town 4, Keener Town 2. 421 supporters there at Causeway Lane watching that one. The reward for Matlock Town in the next round. Matlock Town will be travelling to Kidsgrove Athletic. Kidsgrove Athletic, we spoke to Robin Gray last week about the chances for Kidsgrove Athletic away at Stafford Rangers. This one, it's a big upset, this, I have to say. Kidsgrove Athletic beating Stafford Rangers by 2-1. Michelover Sports 3, Spalding United 2, going to league position, that one. Michelover Sports in the next round will be hosting Stourbridge. Stourbridge beat Peterborough Sports by 3-1 away from home. Quite comfortable in the end there for Stourbridge. Unfortunately, Colwyn Bay, they went out 4-2 away to Morpeth Town. We said that was going to be tricky, though, for Colwyn Bay.
Yeah.
Tadcaster Albion, they're through, beating Pontefract Collieries by 3-2 away from home. Good result, that, for Tadcaster. Tadcaster are through to the next round and will be hosting Farsley Celtic. Farsley Celtic went to Sheffield on Saturday and beat Sheffield FC by 3-0, setting up a quite intriguing match, that one, between Tadcaster and Farsley Celtic in the next round.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot interesting as well, because I think they both play each other next week.
Radcliffe 3, Spennymoor Town 5. Very unlucky Radcliffe Borough, but good effort there. It looked like it was a bit of an epic last half hour of that match, I have to say.
It was indeed. And then the first goal of the game as well, an 80-yard strike from Spennymoor's goalkeeper.
Oh, Spennymoor will be through and will be hosting Whitby Town in the next round. Whitby Town on the weekend, well, they drew 3-3 with Winsford United, the North West Counties. Not the best of results, that, for Whitby. But then Whitby on midweek comfortably making it through. So it's now setting up an intriguing tie there between Spennymoor and Whitby Town, which we'll cover on next week's show. Next up in the FA Cup results from Saturday afternoon, we've got this result here. It's involving Romulus and Hereford. Romulus drew 1-1, unlucky in that one, getting an equaliser on 71 minutes. But a good payday for Romulus, 713 supporters there. But unfortunately, they couldn't win midweek. 3-0 to Hereford in front of 2,240 supporters. Rugby Town of Division 1 South beating Corby Town of the Northern Premier League Premier Division by 1-0. Rugby Town through to the next round, away at Brackley Town of the National North. Brackley against Rugby Town. Depends which Brackley turns up, I suppose.
Yeah, and depends if Rugby starts selling pies or not as well.
Can I tell you something, James? Can I tell you something? At Brackley Town, they don't sell pies either. Ooh, that's going to be awkward. Rush Olympic 2, Soham Town Rangers 2. Rush Olympic having to get the equaliser there in the 88th minute. A bit close for comfort. But Rush Olympic going through 1-0 in the replay with a Josh McKenzie goal on 6 minutes. So that's Rush Olympic through to the next round. And Rush Olympic in the next round will be hosting Kettering Town. A big, big game, that one. And at that point, we've lost James, but we'll plough on regardless, and hopefully James will get back in contact with us. He's on his way to work. This is Thursday morning. He's on his way to work. So there you go. That's the great Stalybridge to Piccadilly train line. It can break up the signal occasionally. So anyway, we'll crack on regardless. Congratulations to Trafford. Trafford beat Cheadle Town by 5-2 on Saturday, in front of 318 supporters at Shoreview. Mark Derbyshire getting a hat-trick in that game there. Trafford, their reward is a away trip in the next round, a trip to Bishop Auckland. That is a very tough game, that one. Witten Albion, though, upset of the round, and it's now time for our next interview. Witten Albion beating Buxton by 3-0 on Saturday in front of 324 supporters, and we've now got the manager on the other end of the phone. It's Carl McCauley. When we talk about results of the round, perhaps it's this one here. In fact, there's no perhaps about it. I think it is this one. Currently top of Division 1 South, beating the leaders of the Premier Division, Witten Albion, beating Buxton, and we're now joined to discuss this result in more depth now by the manager. It's Carl McCauley. Hello, Carl. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks, Ben.
So that is a hell of a result last week in the FA Cup. You must be dead chuffed.
Yeah, we done our homework on them. We went and watched them 3 times, and we knew that they were the force. Martin's got a very good side behind him there, and I'm sure they'll do well in the league above. With that, we've hit the ground running this season really well. And followed on in the FA Cup against Buxton, and in my eyes and in Martin's eyes, we fully deserved the victory.
How much preparation went into the match? Witten Albion and Buxton, you both had decent FA Cup runs last season in the qualifying rounds. How important is it for a club like Witten, who last season it was a bit of a transitional season, how important is it for Witten to have a good FA Cup run this season?
Yeah, it's really important for everyone connected to Witten Albion Football Club. The players, it's the excitement to go and as far as you can in the competition, and the beauty of getting the big football league clubs if it ever gets to that. So it's that exciting for the players. Also for the club itself is financial reward from it. So it's really important, again, that we go as far as we can and we try get as much as we can from the cup competition, which helps small clubs like Witten Albion Football Club.
And you talk about the revenue and the gates and that kind of thing. Your reward for getting through to the second qualifying round is Stalybridge Celtic coming to town. That's a big game, and obviously Stalybridge Celtic, they've got the new management duo from Ashton United in charge now at Stalybridge. They had a good result over the weekend. It's going to be an epic encounter, this one. What are you expecting?
Well, I think first and foremost is that I know Paul Phillips and I know Steve Alford well. I'm sure they'll get the bunch of lads what they've got really up for the game. Also, they've recruited two of their players from Ashton United who brought with them. Busy about us in the short time that they come into the club, we've went and got them watched on Tuesday, which means they said the manager is there, so we'll know all about Stalybridge. But I think for them players at Stalybridge, you've got a point to prove to the new manager, so we'll know that they'll want to come at us, and we'll know that they'll want to raise the game. The beauty about us is that it's a home draw, and anything can happen on the home draws. We've got the fans behind us, and at the moment, playing really well, Ben.
And that's taking place, obviously, next Saturday at Winsham Park. So if you're in the area, head down there. Just a closing thought with regards to Division 1 South this season. Obviously, the club's moved over from Division 1 North. Division 1 South, for my money, this season is a tougher league to get out of, I'm going to suggest, with the teams and the calibre of the clubs in that division. You've had a hell of a start after a few games. What's your expectations this season with regard to the league form?
Well, the expectations was, our vision was to drive Witten Football Club on. In the short time we've been there, we have done that. The expectations for that is to get close to the players as we can. It was a tough summer for us, Ben. It really was in terms of moving from the north to the south and recruiting new players into the team, because the old players obviously didn't want to do the travelling and wanted to get set up closer to home. So due to that, we were struggling at the start of pre-season, and we finally got a breakthrough and got lads on board. And like I said before, we've hit the ground running. In terms of the South League and the North League, I was hearing all kinds of rumours that the South League was easier. And then we managed to watch some pre-season games and some reports of a couple of managers I know, so, which led to that the league was really strong. And with that, we had two tough games at the start of the season in terms of Stamford and Kidsgrove, who I do believe will be up there come the end of the season. With that, we done really well. We won our first four games. So we started off really well, and then we added on start with two FA Cup wins. So it's a really good start for a 6-0-6.
And we covered that off on the Division 1 show last week, how difficult it was for the Northwich clubs to move to the South, because basically both Northwich clubs rely on players from the Liverpool and Manchester area. And as you said, I don't actually think the travelling's that more, actually. It's a bit of an illusion with regards to the map. But it was tricky for both clubs to do it. And that makes the start and the FA Cup run so far all the more impressive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We knew that. And, you know, it was just getting that message. Like you just said, Ben, it was, you know, people are thinking because you're in the South League, it's a million miles away from the North League, you're doing, you know, extra miles. But it wasn't that much difference, and I think he was getting mixed up with the Southern League. But that's how difficult it really was for us in terms of recruiting. But we think that we've got the balance, and at the same time, we're always out there watching to see what we can strengthen the team with. But at the moment, everyone's happy and we're going well at this present moment.
Well, Carl, to be fair, Weymouth away would have been a hell of a trip, and I'm all for that kind of travel, to be fair. But anyway, Carl McCauley, thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on Evo Stick Extra this week. Wish all the best of luck against Stalybridge, and all the best of luck for the rest of the season, and we'll probably have you on when you're through to the first round proper.
Thanks, Ben.
Nice one, Carl. Cheers, mate. I'll see you soon. Take care. So a cracking result there for Witten Albion, through to the next round with a home encounter to Stalybridge Celtic. So that's going to be a really tough game, that one, for Stalybridge Celtic, of course. And finally, Workington 3, Warrington Town 0. A good result that for Workington in front of 448 supporters. Their reward will be a home draw to Northern League side Shildon. So congratulations to everyone who made it through to the next round. Commiserations for those who didn't. We'll be having a full preview of those FA Cup fixtures on next week's show. A big thank you to James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group for joining me on this week's show. For more information on the MPL Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/the NPL. So it's now time to leave the FA Cup far behind. More on the FA Cup on next week's show, of course. But it's now time to draw our eyes to the league, and in particular, the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. Joining me now to discuss this great league of ours in depth, we're now joined by the weighty, the man with more depth than most radio commentators. It's Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. Hello, Andy. How are you?
Hiya, Ben. I'm not too bad, thank you. Certainly weighty, that's fair.
Yeah, it's it was a weird introduction, I'll give you that, but I just went with it, and I thought, now I've finished it, I think to myself, yeah, I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to stick with it. Anyway, so we've obviously been a bit distracted by the FA Cup, but it's time to get back to league matters this coming weekend, and we've got some interesting games to look at the moment. Buxton are out in front. Buxton are hosting Barwell this weekend. Buxton, they had a tricky weekend last weekend, didn't they?
They did indeed. I'm sure they weren't expecting that exit from the FA Cup. Barwell, in contrast, with a good win in midweek after a replay, and they're a team that are extremely difficult to predict. Two wins, two draws, two defeats. So we're completely middling. And as you said at the top there, Buxton going like a house on fire, absolutely flying at the moment, and 100% at home, which might well tell.
Yes, it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back from that. It's a weird one with the FA Cup, getting knocked out of the FA Cup at this stage of the season. It can have an impact, but then again, it can be deemed as a positive if you've got eyes on league. I'm just throwing cliches around.
Yeah, it's one less distraction, that's for sure. I'm sure they weren't expecting what happened last week, but they've made a terrific start. They've got some really good players as well, Buxton, a really good attacking side. They've got good creative players. The likes of Niall Doran, who I know well as an ex-Whitby player, very tricky player. I think he's just signed a new contract with them as well. So that'll buoy them, despite that FA Cup defeat away at Albion. Buxton, we always talk about. I know you fellas, there's always somebody who mentions them for the playoffs.
It's
to have
me.
Maybe
it's
this is your season.
Yes, it's always me.
It maybe is their season.
It might be. It might be. Like I've said, it's about time. That's anyway. So Blyth Spartans are currently in second position, just in the slipstream there, 2 points off Buxton. This weekend they're hosting Sutton Coldfield Town. Sutton Coldfield currently third from bottom at the moment. What do you reckon for this one? Sutton Coldfield need to start. They've had an iffy start to the season. It's going to be tricky, this one, isn't it, at Croft Park for Sutton Coldfield.
Absolutely. Even without this poor run of Sutton's, where they're still chasing their first win, long trip up to Northumberland to Blyth, and it would be a very risky bet if you were wanting to bat the away side. You would think that Blyth would have too much for them and will continue their assault on promotion.
Now, Ashton United are currently in third spot, 3 points off league leaders Buxton. This weekend, they're travelling to Stafford Rangers. Now, Stafford Rangers, you know when we did the FA Cup preview last week on the MPL show, and we said, everyone pretty much said Stafford Rangers were going to beat Kidsgrove. At that moment, I thought to myself, they've got new managers. I've got a funny feeling about that one. And it proved to be the case. Stafford Rangers, though, are still quite fancied to do well this season in the league, as are Ashton United. But Ashton United, of course, have lost their two managers this past weekend.
Yeah, Ashton could be another side with new managers come the weekend. I think there are some homegrown candidates for that role, but absolutely, Halford and Phillips did a great job there, and still the aftermath of that they're third in the table. No doubt, as always happens when managers move on, there will be players moving to Stalybridge alongside them. I imagine from Ashton, it'd be interesting to see how they rebuild. But they're always a club that I think seem to get some sort of joy out of punching above the weight and upsetting the odds, Ashton. They're always a difficult side to contend with. But Stafford Rangers, a bit of a mixed start for them. A little long trip, this one, for Ashton down to Stafford. Maybe might go with the home side on this one. But Ashton's still unbeaten away, so we'll have to see. Still unbeaten overall, actually, as well.
Now then. Normally, when I get Andrew Snaith on to discuss fixture previews, we normally leave his side till last. And sometimes that's quite convenient because of where Whitby normally are in the league. But this week... this week, Whitby Town are fourth. And Whitby Town have had a hell of a start to the season. You must be dead happy and dead chuffed. And this weekend, you're hosting Michelover Sports, who are in eighth at the moment, and the pair of you have had really good starts to the season.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we're very, very happy. Not what we expected, as surprised as everybody else. Chris Hardy's done very well, though. He's very organised. He's brought this real professionalism and a real sort of structure to the way that we play. We do play good football, but it's very, very well organised. It's a good combination, I think. But Chris Hardy's philosophy is very much in the attacking vein. We play a high tempo, lot of young, fit players. And they like to press, but you've got Lee Bullock, experienced assistant manager, centre half, and I think he's doing a lot of the defensive organisation is down to him. So only two goals conceded in our first five in the league. Again, this is unusual territory for us. Has been the stingiest defence in the league, but long may it continue. And we look forward to Mikhailova Sports, who I believe have signed a former Crystal Palace and Republic of Ireland striker, Clinton Morrison.
Yeah, you say long may that continue, but can it continue at Whitby Town? What's your feeling? I know it's five games in, and everyone was saying this last year about Leicester. I'm not comparing you to Leicester, just to be clear, but you know what I mean? It's you've got to be excited about this start. Is everything in place for a good, decent league campaign this season at Whitby, in your opinion?
I think all football supporters are the same, in that even if they've done poorly the season before, if they start well, you start getting greedy, don't you? You start thinking, well, it's seven games unbeaten, let's see if we can make it eight. Come on, we need to make it nine, we need to stay up here. We don't know, is the question, to be fair. I mean, it wasn't what we expected, anything quite like this so early. We'd be a fame for those terrible starts of the season. I'm in no doubt that this will be our best start in about 10 years or more. We're just not used to being up at the dizzy heights so early in the season. But that said, you know, there's only been five games. Mikhailova on Saturday, then another Derbyshire side, Ilkeston, who were obviously really keen to get their first win on the board after all the problems that they've had early on. They would be, I'm sure, not thanking the fixture people in midweek next Tuesday coming up. To be fair, I mean, off the field, everything's in place, Ben, but I don't know.
I'm going to pull you out of this answer session at the moment. I'm going to go, no, he's not comfortable. He doesn't want to commit. I'm going to just put you to one side and put my arm around you and go, it's all right. It's all right, Andy. But anyway, so...
save that for the end of the season.
Now, this show's in its fourth year now, and when we first started, this number and this team's name went together like it was hand in glove, really. Rushall are currently in fifth position. It just suits Rushall Olympic, having that five next to it. I don't know why. It just makes me feel happy. Below them, two places below them, is Spennymoor Town, who seem to have got their act together slowly but surely over this first month or so. Rushall Olympic hosting Spennymoor Town. Perhaps game of the weekend, I'm going to suggest.
Absolutely, yeah. And Spennymoor will be able to mix it with Rushall. They are able to play that game if they have to. They do have some big lads there. But naturally, Spennymoor are a footballing side. So it'll be interesting to see how they... So I haven't seen the new Rushall under John Allen. I haven't seen them and how they play. I mean, traditionally, kicking Rushall and all the rest of it. But we'll see. How they're set up now for this season. But I'm sure he's delighted, you know, the chairman who's taken the managerial reins, Rushall through and through. And they're a really good club as well. They're both a couple of cracking clubs. A terrific game. Spennymoor, heck of a long journey. You know, they must be thinking a bit of a baptism of fire after spending so many years in the Northern League. Now back in the Northern Premier, in inverted commas, and they're making a long trip over to the Walsall area for Rushall. But you're right to call it the game of the day. Don't ask me to predict that one. I think it'll be a close run thing.
Hensford are currently in sixth position, and this weekend they're hosting bottom club Frickle Athletic. Now, just to say Frickle Athletic, breaking news, next week's Evo Stick Extra, I'm coming to your stadium, right? I hope the Pie and Peas are the same. This weekend, though, Frickle Athletic, they've had a very tough start to the season. They've played some really tough sides. And I do feel it's only a matter of time before they get a result on the board. Can it happen at Keys Park?
Goodness me, good question. I mean, Hensford, Whitby played at Keys Park a couple of weeks back. They are a very good side, I have to say, a really good side, Hensford. And it was a very straight, we did very well to get a point out of it because they absolutely battered us in that first half. It was chance after chance after chance. And Frickley, perhaps if they can hold out, they're maybe looking to play on the break. That's certainly how Whitby set themselves up. I really hope they do get out of things that they do fight their way back. Again, I think like Ashton, they'll be looking to appoint from within, people who know the club well. In fact, I think it's Lee Morris that's got the role.
They've got the goal manager, yes.
He's got a great pedigree at Frickley, so that's something to lift people. And we want Frickley to stay in there and be competitive. Fellow Yorkshire team, and there's only us and Frickley left from that county. So, best of luck to them. But yeah, against Hensford, the defence has got to have a good day because they're a big threat. I really think Hensford are going to be up there.
You know, it's true that I obviously doing the NPL show, I try and balance it out and get every single region covered. And I thought to myself a couple of weeks ago, oh, we've not had many Yorkshire people on. And I looked at the league and went, there's not that many Yorkshire clubs in this league. What's going on? It's strange. But anyway, Stourbridge. Stourbridge are travelling to Matlock Town this weekend. Stourbridge are now getting some momentum going. Matlock, as was mentioned on the NPL show last week, are being Matlock.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sort of lower mid-table, but it's so early on, it's difficult to really take anything from the current league positions. Stourbridge have made a bit of a sort of unusual sort of start, a bit mixed as well. And Matlock starting to become the early season draw specialist, whereas Stourbridge haven't had one yet. It's a tricky one to predict. I do think Stourbridge are a good side, though, and I would fancy them, but who knows, this early on.
Marine had a very Whitby-esque start, but they've dropped down a bit in the last couple of weeks or so. Marine are hosting Colville Town. We spoke to Tommy Brookbanks earlier. I love speaking to Tommy. He's a great interviewee. He's superb. And Colville are this season's Sutton Coldfield, by all accounts, in 11th at the moment, had a cracking start. They want to solidify their position at this step of non-league football. Marine have been at this step of non-league football for ages. It's 10th against 11th. It's got a draw written all over it.
It probably has, yeah. Marine possibly, importantly, unbeaten at home. Tommy, very passionate manager, and it's great to see Colville up there. I mean, it's a long trip for Whitby, what isn't? But I'm looking forward to going there to see a new ground. And Marine, you know, they're the benchmark in many ways as to how clubs conduct themselves. And lots of time for Marine. I remember the start they made last season. Actually, they absolutely flew out the blocks again. Another one we were miserly defence. I see they've started that way as well, only conceding 6 goals. So, tough one to predict, but it's another long trip for Colville all the way up to Merseyside.
Warrington Town, they're currently in 14th position. The gap between themselves and up to 7th is one win, so it is that stage of the season. It's very early days. They're hosting Ilkeston this weekend. Ilkeston currently second from bottom, having only played 2 games. So I'm going to suggest Ilkeston are in a false position at the moment. We know there's been issues at Ilkeston. On a footballing front, though, they're off and running. They demolished Ashby Ivanhoe over the weekend.
Yeah, they might just get a bit of momentum from that big FA Cup win. Warrington, very experienced forward line. Whitby were there a few weeks back, and James Dean, Kieran Kilheeny, and goodness knows how many goals they've got in their careers combined. So they've got a lot of quality going forward, a lot of experience, some good creative players as well behind them. Big test of Ilkeston, who have a couple of testing trips, of course, with Whitby coming up in the midweek. But I think it'll be a good examination of them at Warrington. Warrington, another side that I think were mentioned in the same breath as the other promoted sides, the Stafford, the Spenny Moors. Will they have an influence? Well, I think they've probably been a little disappointed by the way they started the season. 3 defeats already, mixed start, especially at home. So interesting to see how that one plays out.
Workington are in 15th at the moment. They're travelling to the West Midlands to take on Hales Owen Town. They've had an iffy pre-season due to injuries. That transferred into the season proper. But it feels like there is a good side there, and I think they're going to be all right at Hales, Owen. See, at the same time, Workington, it feels like, are in a false position as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably two teams that have been disappointed with those starts. Hillsong still looking for a first home win. Workington, they've made a long, long trek down there to the West Midlands. Hillsong are always strong and well organised, and you know, I wouldn't be shocked if they got the first home win of the season on Saturday.
Grantham Town, they're hosting Nantwich Town. And who would have thought this after six games? Grantham Town are above Nantwich Town in the league table. Nantwich haven't had a very good start. And Grantham are being Grantham. I love this new thing that started this season where we're describing sides just by their actual name. I like that. Surely Nantwich have to start stringing the results together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're like a trip. They're like an away trip. That great victory at Ashton United in the FA Cup last weekend. They're still unbeaten away. Still looking for a point at home, but away they seem to enjoy it. Grantham has got its own uniqueness, hasn't it, with the athletics track and everything and all that comes with that. I like your idea of describing a club by their own personality, almost. It is a mid-table game, this, but yeah, you would think Nantwich would have a good chance there, but they have lost. One of the defenders I've noticed has left the club. The name escapes me, but I know he's about 6'5" plus.
It's not the one. It's not the one who's good on the. It's not the one who's good on the ball, is it?
Matt Bailey. Yeah, it is. Who's left
that's
Nantwich.
That's a big loss. That for Nantwich, very big loss.
Yeah. Indeed, and so we'll see how they react to that, but no doubt they'll be working hard to replace him.
Now, Corby Town haven't had the best of starts in this tier of football this season, and Corby Town are travelling to Skelmersdale United, Stormy Corner, this weekend. 3 o'clock kickoff there. It's 19th against 21st at time of recording. What do you think?
Two teams looking for their first win. So I guess it does have draw written all over it, as you might have said. I mean, it's a little bit of an examination, I would say, for Corby, who maybe won't know what to expect. Long, long trip over to Lancashire for them, over to Skelmersdale, who usually start the season strongly. We often see them up there at the top. We're kind of used to seeing them in that top three or four in the first few weeks, but it's the opposite this time around. That they're struggling at the foot of the table. It makes you wonder, you know, what's gone wrong there, what's happening, and when you see a team that's come down like Corby, trapped around those positions, you think Hyde, you think Colwyn Bay, you think how are they going to equip themselves? They're a hard working side, but I wasn't hugely impressed by them at Whitby. I mean, you know, it's one game, so who knows, but I do think they have a little bit of work to do if they're going to have anything, you know, anything positive for this season to get into that top half. It'd be an interesting one to see how this one plays out.
And there's three matches midweek on Tuesday evening. Blyth Spartans are hosting Marine. Tricky game that for Blyth Spartans, I feel. Whitby Town are hosting Ilkeston. And as we alluded to earlier, Evo Stick Extra will be at Frickley Athletic against Workington. I'm looking forward to that one. So, just to mention there, Whitby Town against Ilkeston. Full coverage available on Whitby Town Radio, of course. As well as Saturday's match between Whitby Town and Michelover Sports. I'm now going to hand over to Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio to do a proper good plug.
Thanks, Ben. No pressure, eh? Yeah, two big games against Derbyshire opposition for Whitby Town. You can hear them both at whitby-town.com. Follow the links on the media tab there. And myself, Paul Connolly and producer Lee will be bringing you live coverage of both of those games in the Evostick Premier. So why not join us?
Who's producer Lee? Who's this guy? Where have you got him from? What's this guy?
You know what, Ben? I think you'll have a lot of time for him because he's kind of your equivalent, really. He even bears a bit of a resemblance. He's got some excellent facial hair going on,
Yeah, we can get away with it though. But you be careful because you know I started off as producer Ben, and you know I was all quiet off mic, and now look at me. I'm like some kind of weird Richard Keys type character who's just everywhere on everything. Anyway, it's just banter. Thank you, Andrew Snaith, for joining us on Evo Stick Extra this week. Good luck with your two broadcasts this coming week, and have a lovely weekend.
Thanks, Ben. Same to you. A pleasure as always.
Well, that's it for this week's Evo Stick Extra. We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition. As we said, next week we'll be pre-recording live from Frickle Athletic as Frickley host Workington Town. So, by all means, don't look up that result, and next week's show will be a big surprise when it airs on Friday. Remember, in the meantime, you can follow the show on Twitter, that's at NPL Show, and you can get involved with all the discussions and chatter on the old Facebook, that's at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. But that's it from me for this week's show. A big thank you to all my guests, too many to mention this week, but thank you to everyone for joining me on this week's show, and thank you, dear listener, for joining me as well. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.